Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Ms. Buckley, will you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller.
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Ms. Corcoran.
Here.
Ms. Saunders.
Here.
Reverend Kenny.
Here.
Mr. Atkins.
Here.
Mr. Ahmed. Mr. Echeverria.
Here.
And Madam Chair.
Here. Now, Mr. Barlow, would you please read the open public meeting notice?
Certainly, Madam Chair. In keeping with the guidelines that have been disseminated by the Department of Community Affairs, the Planning Board has tried its best to comply with the Open Public Meetings Act and the Governor's guidelines in dealing with virtual meetings. Anyone that wants to be heard this evening, if we're just asking that they would raise their hand, and at the appropriate time, the chair will call on them. And we've complied with the DCA guidelines, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I believe the flag is visible over my right shoulder. Can we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance in unison, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, can we swear in the professionals, please?
Okay. Can you
try to, Mr. Clarkin?
Can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Barlow, are there any alterations or changes to the agenda?
Madam Chair, there are none.
Thank you. Okay, I'll take a motion from anyone on the board to pay the audited bills, the duly audited bills.
Motion.
Motion that we pay duly audited bills.
Thank you. Councilman Cahill, I'll take that as a second. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairwoman.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Adoption of resolution, please.
I was going to ask, was there it in the meeting invite? Because I don't have it.
It's a resolution, Madam Chair, for 24PB10. And 11V, which is M&M, it's the CVS at 50s Knightbridge Road. The applicant has decided not to pursue the application at this time, so a resolution was prepared to dismiss the application without prejudice. Just a housekeeping matter, Madam Chair. So if anyone's inclined to make the motion to adopt the resolution dismissing it without prejudice as per the applicant's request.
Okay. Madam Chairman, this is Carol Saunders. I requested the application be removed without any prejudice.
Is there a second?
I'll second it, Reverend Kenny.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, adoption of the minutes from regular meeting, May 14.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the meeting minutes from the regular meeting of May 14th.
Do I have a second?
Mr. Atkins, a second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, discussion. To discuss whether the property designated as Block 201, Lot 1.01, Block 202, Lot 42.02, and 355 linear feet from the terminus going towards Hazelwood Place. Mr. Clarkin?
Yes, thank you. So I'm presenting an addendum to an area in need of redevelopment study I did for this board almost about a little less than a year ago. So I'm sharing my screen to show it's a one pager. So this will be pretty quick. I just want to move this. There we go. So yeah, about a year ago, you asked me to prepare this in need of redevelopment study for block 202 lot 42.02, block 201 lot 1.01, and a portion of South Second Street, which is a Middlesex County road. So I prepared that study for this board and presented it. We found that it met several criteria of the in need of redevelopment study criteria. So you accepted that study. It moved to Township Council, who formally adopted it as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. This was via resolution 24-317, dated September 10th, 2024. So quick refresher.
Is there interference?
Nope, I was just switching up. Oh, so okay. The two properties were this one right here. So South Second Street runs here and it terminates right here. And the border.
Mr. Clarkin, we're not moving with your screen. We still just have a Word doc up.
Oh, you know what? I know why. Thank you. Here, let's try this again. How about now?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. So as a refresher, the two parcels was this. It was basically just a storage lot not being used. And then this bigger lot with three structures on it. They were found to be dilapidated, but also included was 180 linear feet of Second Street.
Mm-hmm.
So this is right on the border with Dunellen. It's right near Dunellen train station. So since that time, a potential redeveloper has emerged and they're doing some due diligence. And they found that they may need additional right-of-way for South Second Street to make this an effective redevelopment. Now, you probably don't remember, but we included the 180 linear feet to make it one contiguous lot so that it could be effectively redeveloped. So that was the legal reasoning behind including those linear feet of the street so that you wouldn't have two separate redevelopments, you would have one contiguous. So the purpose of this addendum really is to formally recommend, in my professional opinion, that an additional 175 feet of South Second Street's right-of-way be included within the study area. So 180 was originally included in my original study, and this addendum would be adding another 175. So that would bring the grand total to 355 linear feet. And the rationale for such inclusion of the entire 355 linear feet is exactly the same as why we originally included South Second Street in the original. And it's because of the need for the effective redevelopment of both parcels into one project. So therefore, it's my professional opinion that the inclusion of a total of 355 linear feet of South Second Street is found necessary with or without change in its current condition for the effective redevelopment of which it's a part, so that it can be one contiguous study area that can be effectively redeveloped. So that's really all I have. It's short and sweet. It's really just making this minor addendum and change to the study area in terms of the length of right-of-way that South Second Street is included for the effective redevelopment area. So
could you show us one more time on the-
Sure, yeah. So this is the one lot, this is the other. We included about 180 feet. So I think this would be extending it towards Hazelwood Place by 175 feet up towards about here.
Yeah.
So up there.
Okay.
So that does, it's vacating the street.
Correct. Vacating the street.
Okay. Okay,
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Do you have, yes, members of the board, do you have questions? Go ahead, Ms.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you so much. So, Mr. Clarkin, where then is the access to the road? Is it the access is going to be to Hazelwood, correct?
Yeah, so access to, we haven't, I don't think we've seen any formal redevelopment or concept plans, but they would enter the property the same way you do today.
On Second Street.
Yeah, on Second Street.
Okay, it is on Second Street, but if these are one contiguous piece, then Second Street, does it effectively dead end where this redevelopment plan begins? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I think it's basically moving where the effective dead end is. So if you were to drive down today,
right,
you'd have to stop about here. So it would be almost moving the dead end up
okay.
closer to Hazelwood.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
And members of the, any other members of the board have questions? Okay, let's open it to the public. Members of the public, do you have any questions of the testimony given by this witness regarding this application? If you have questions, please indicate by raising your hand on your computer.
No one, Madam Chair.
Okay, close to the public. If there's any additional questions by the board, we can hear them at this time, or else someone can make an appropriate motion.
Madam Chair, if there are no other further comments from the board, then I would make a motion to have this board adopt the, I guess it's an amendment to the original redevelopment plan to include the additional linear feet.
Okay,
correct.
Suffice. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Will I have a second?
Madam Chair, I'm Corcoran, I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Item number 11, discussion housing element and fair share housing plan by Harbor Consultants, dated May 2025.
Good evening.
Hi. Would you enter your appearance, please?
Michael Mistretta from Harbor Consultants.
Thank you. You may proceed, Mr. Mistretta.
Thank you. I'll just introduce myself to the board, and then I have a brief PowerPoint I would like to just run through to summarize the plan.
Okay, go ahead.
Will I be able to share my screen?
You will be able to. Do you have any witnesses, sir, other than yourself?
No, just myself.
Okay.
Madam Chair, just to give the board a little bit of context, Mr. Mistretta is a planner that was retained by the municipality to prepare a housing element and fair share plan report. This is required under New Jersey statute and is part of the fourth round of affordable housing. So this is kind of like the master plan review that we do in reexamination report, in that Mr. Mistretta is the municipality's planner. He's going to go over the housing element and fair share plan that he prepared, explain to the board why it needs to be done and what it entails. And obviously, if the board has any questions related to it, and I'm sure I'll be very happy to answer them. And then the board would adopt, absent any objections, would adopt the housing element and fair share plan, and it would essentially become part of the master plan, and also would go back to the council for its utilization also. Hope that gives some context, and Mr. Mistretta, okay. Take it from there.
Thank you. Again, my name is Mike Mistretta. I'm a planner of Harbor Consultants, office at 320 North Avenue East in Cranford, New Jersey. I am the supervising planner at Harbor Consultants, where we have seven planners on my planning team. We represent a number of municipalities throughout New Jersey, and we have really focused on affordable housing and redevelopment as far back as the third round starting in 2015. And tonight I've prepared, I'm going to just walk through the board the housing element fair share plan that I submitted to the township. The plan was submitted on Friday, May 30th to the planning board, and it has been on file there since then. And I know it's a rather large document containing several hundred pages, but I tried to really reduce it down to a few pages on a PowerPoint, get right to the point of the document. And if you allow me, I will bring up that PowerPoint. I will walk through the PowerPoint, and then I'll be happy to answer any questions that anybody has.
Okay.
Thank you. Can everybody see the screen?
Yes.
Okay, great. First slide is just a cover page of the document. It's dated June 2025. It is signed and sealed by me, Michael Mistretta. The PowerPoint's broken down into four specific sections. Why are we doing this? What's the history of affordable housing in New Jersey? Affordability obligation calculation, our number of 539, how is that derived? An overview of the prior round obligation numbers, and then how are we satisfying our fourth round compliance? History, it dates back to 1975. I'm sure everyone here understands it's been 50 years since the adoption of Mount Laurel 1. State legislature adopts the Fair Housing Act in 1985, and then there were a series of rounds succeeding that. Prior round, 1987 and 1999. Round three included the gap year, so it went from 1999 to 2025. To be clear, the round three ends June 30th, 2025. Round four starts July 1st of 2025 this year, and it goes through June 30th, 2035. That is the plan that we are submitting and that we're talking about tonight, the round four plan. This plan is being prepared at direction of the amendments to the Fair Housing Act signed by Governor Murphy on March 20th, 2024, that set this entire fourth round process in play. Our calculations, we are in Piscataway Township, and we are located in Region 3, Hunterdon County, Middlesex County, and Somerset County. These are the three counties that we're in the same region with. Our affordable housing prospective need obligation is calculated based on three variables. The first one is an equalized non-residential valuation factor, which addresses the municipality's change in its non-residential property value within the housing region. The second variable is the income capacity factor, and which is the difference between Piscataway's median income and the lowest in the region. And item three is the land capacity factor, which is our share of developable land in the region. Overview of the prior round obligation. 1987 and 1999, the prior round obligation was 736 units. The third round number, which is just concluding in June 30th of this year, was 975 units. And the fourth round prospective need, which this plan has been prepared to address, is 539. First of all, satisfaction of our fourth round RDP. There's a series of nine developments that are folded into the fourth round, all of which contribute affordable housing units towards our obligation of 539. And I'll go through these very quickly, one at a time, but they're the William Street townhomes, There's the Fox and Fox Crossings, and then there's Fox and Fox 2, second development, Stelton Apartments, the Brunner property, the DeLeo project at Sylvan Avenue and South Washington Avenue, 60 Lakeview Avenue, La Porta Builders project, and the Rivercrest Cabana Club development. One at a time, the William Street townhomes at 616 William Street. There's a development there with two affordable housing units. The second development is the Fox and Fox Crossings, which is at 19 Stelton Road. And there are three affordable housing units in this development that add to our RDP. The third development is the Fox and Fox 2 project on 9 Stelton Road. There's a total of two affordable housing units that will be derived from this development. Item four, development four, is the Stelton Apartments at 300 through 328 Stelton Road. And I just want to highlight on this plan, and I'll clarify at the last slide that I have, but when I originally submitted the report, I made an error on the potential affordable housing units on this project. The report identifies 32, but it's actually 32 plus 8. So there's a total of 40 affordable units on this site. The fifth development is the Brudner property at 1791 and 1776 South 2nd Street. And there's a potential affordable housing units of 36 units on this site. Then there's the DeLeo project at Sylvan Avenue and South Washington Avenue. Address is 120 Sylvan Avenue. Clarification again in red at the bottom of the slide. The potential total units is 107, and I did not have that number in the report. And the potential affordable units is not 18, it is 21. So I want to clarify that for the record. The seventh project is located at 60 Lakeview Avenue. And there's a potential affordable units of 84 affordable units on this project. And the eighth one is at 15-17 Shelton Road. There's two affordable units on this development. And then finally, the ninth project is at the Rivercrest Cabana Club, located at 5160 Orchard Street and 5170 Orchard Street, where there would be a collection of three affordable housing units on this development. The two projects that we've included in the plan to address our unmet need is the RIA project, located at 1700 South Washington Avenue. It's a total of 218 units with 39 potential affordable housing units. And the second one is located at block 1901, lot 6401, with an address of 44 Stelton Road. The potential total units is 157, and the potential affordable units is 32. A summary of the plan of all of the numbers that I just went through, as far as our obligation, our RDP developments, I had 182, but there's two corrections that I'm making tonight for the record. There was 8 units that I did not include in another project. I was off by 3. So I want to clarify, there's 193 total affordable housing units that would be collected by those nine developments. Those are the first 9 that I went through. And then under this unmet need developments, there's a total of 71 units that would be collected in those two projects. The township is allowed to receive a maximum number of bonus credits of 25% of their number of 539. So we are eventually, as we work through this plan and build out these projects, the township is allowed to receive 134 bonus credits towards its fourth round obligation. The plan talks about two other mechanisms in order to collect additional units throughout the township as the fourth round moves forward. And one is the extension of controls. It's to be determined. There's going to have to be a detailed analysis of the prior round plans, prior round projects, and all of the different affordable housing units that we have in the township today. As those prior, what this means is as the prior round affordable housing units are expiring, there's an opportunity for the township to work with that developer, use its affordable housing trust fund, and extend a deed control, a deed restriction that is on one of those units that is expiring in the fourth round. And if it's extended into the fourth round with a new deed restriction, we will get credit for the unit and we do not have to build another unit in its place. So that is, as I'll go back to the first slide, but as you could see in the prior rounds, we built hundreds and hundreds of affordable housing units in our town over the decades. And there's an opportunity to go back and see how many the prior round calls out for it. This plan calls out for it. It's something that we're going to want to take a deep dive into and take a look and see how many of the extensions of controls could we possibly get to add to our collection of affordable housing units or credits, I should say, towards the fourth round. And then if there's any project that comes up throughout the entire town, I went over tonight very quickly, but I'll go through a little bit slowly in a minute, but there's 11 projects that are folded into our fourth round plan. And we have what's called a mandatory set aside ordinance. And that's for any project township wide that moves forward after the adoption of this plan. The town's mandatory set aside ordinance would collect those units and require a 20% set aside on all future developments elsewhere in the town. It's a catch-all way of collecting units for any project that moves forward that we did not include into this plan that moves forward in the future through either rezoning, a use variance, a redevelopment process, any which way we would collect those units, and that would also contribute. And we've established that's the balance of our obligation. That's the 141, although that number could go down if we obtain more of the extensions of controls. So that's a quick summary of a very long plan. I wanted to spend 1 minute just going through. There's some cleanup I wanted to address. And the two main items on this cleanup and some errors that I made when I originally printed the plan and submitted to it, the two main issues are, and I've already addressed them in the slides earlier, is that there is an additional 8 affordable housing units that will be collected, not 32, but a total of 40 on the project located at 320, 328 Stelton Road, and then on 120 Sylvan Avenue, and I've already addressed this, but just to be very clear, it's not 18. It is yielding 21 affordable housing units. The other items, I think, are more administrative. They have no impact on the plan, but I wanted to be clear about the number of affordable units that we would be collecting out of those two projects that are highlighted in red and which I've already addressed when I went through my PowerPoint. I'm here to answer any questions that you have on any of the projects. I know it is a very long and somewhat complicated plan. I've tried to reduce it down to what I think are the key items. to discuss with the board tonight, and that is the projects. This housing plan is all about either rezoning or use variance or redevelopment, one of the planning tools to create a density with the set aside to collect affordable housing units so that we could address our constitutional obligation of 539 units for the fourth round. And in my opinion, those 11 developments do just that. I think it's a very sound plan. And as I showed you, oops, I don't know what happened there. As I showed you on one of the earlier slides, we have Piscataway Township has a very long history of compliance and of constructing a substantial number of affordable housing units, as you could see by these numbers in the prior round and the third round. There's almost 2,000 units constructed or credits total in just the first two rounds alone. So the township has a long and positive and strong history of compliance and adopting plans in accordance with the Fair Housing Act. And in my professional opinion, this plan continues that trend, and we have addressed our constitutional obligation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Members of the board, any questions or comments?
Madam Chair, I'm going to reserve my comments until after all the other comments are taken.
Members of the board, any questions, comments?
I don't think I have any questions. So the plan, if adopted tonight, we are meeting our obligation as laid out by the law. Is that correct, Mr. Mistretta?
Yes. The amended Fair Housing Act adopted March of 2024, put in a very strict time frame for every municipality throughout New Jersey to adopt their fourth round plan. The deadline is June 30th, 2025, the end of this month. The plan needs to be adopted, prepared, and presented at a public hearing, just like we're doing tonight. The plan needs to be adopted by the planning board. It's a master plan document. It needs to be adopted by the planning board and by resolution, and then also endorsed by the township council by resolution. And then we have 48 hours to file both of those documents, the two resolutions and the plan itself, down to the Department of Community Affairs. And that closes out our responsibility for compliance with the fourth round for the first stage of it. Should anybody have a question or an objection to the plan or a comment, there's a period of time between July 1st and through the end of August. They're due all by prior to September 1st, any comments on the plan. And then at that time, we would take a look at those comments. And as a group, we would, consider those comments and decide whether or not the plan needed to be amended in any way. But the first stage is, and we've worked through many stages to get here this evening. I'm not going to take up more of your time, but there's an awful lot of work that we did throughout 2024, which addressed compliance with our Affordable Housing Trust Fund, with our unit monitoring report, making sure all of the credits are in place for our prior rounds and so on and so forth. And then there was an evaluation of the DCA numbers that went through from October all the way to January. So we really didn't get our official number until about, I think it was around mid-February, which then we were unleashed to put this plan together. So it's all come together in very short order, but the town is fully in compliance. The town has a long history of compliance, and this sets the stage for, this is essentially a 10-year housing plan. I hope that answered your question.
Thank you. Yes, it did, Mr. Mistretta.
We have to open it up to the public, don't we?
Yes. Mr. Okay. Mistretta, could you unshare your screen?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Members of the public, you've heard testimony about the fair share housing plan that's being the fourth round of the municipal obligation for affordable housing. Does anyone in the public have any questions of Mr. Mistretta at this time? If so, please indicate by raising your hand on your computer.
No, Madam Chair.
Seeing no hands being raised close to the public at this time.
Madam Chair, if I can jump in real quick.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to add the fact that we do have a pending lawsuit against us by the Builders Association and some high density housing lobbyists. The bottom line is that we believe our plan is in compliance, but more importantly is the DCA, because the law was written, the judge and the DCA officials actually have our municipal complex where Public Works and the PD is for 80 units to be built there. We tallied up any additional vacant land. It would mean a minimum 40 units per acre. 40 units per acre. And I reemphasize this because the most we've ever done was 15 units per acre, you know, for condos or apartments. This is so flawed, it's unbelievable. And I blame the state for this. I blame the judge. We'll be winning it in the appellate division because of their errors. Anybody can go on Google Earth and see that the property on Hose Lane, where the municipal building, the police department and public works is, it's a government facility. You're not going to put 80 units there. And there's other properties throughout the town where they're saying in development, like in the middle of the creek and in the river. You know, it's just bizarre. I mean, nobody bothered to even go on Google Earth and look at these properties that they were adding to. And of course, you know, it doesn't help when you have the Builders Association. They want to build on every square inch in every community. But, you know, I just would be remiss. We believe that we were in compliance. And as a matter of fact, these obligation numbers will go down because we're obviously not going to build in the middle of the river. We're not going to build on our municipal complex because, you know, for obvious reasons. So I just want to make sure the board members and the general public knew about that. This is a flawed process by the state, for lack of a better word, and DCA.
So how is that lawsuit going to impact what we have to do here tonight?
Well, we for now, Madam Chair, we just approved this tonight, as well as the council, and that protects us from further lawsuits. But, you know, we're appealing the numbers because if you go by what they didn't look at for Google Earth, in theory, we would have to put 80 condos in the middle of the courtyard of our municipal complex.
So the builders are suing to do a housing project?
No, they sued us and everybody else. They sued everybody.
Okay.
Because they're greedy. That's why.
Okay. Well, your comments are on the record.
Yeah. Basically, there's a fight between how they calculated many of the municipalities' numbers and what the municipalities think are the actual buildable areas where they can be built.
Okay.
So that, unfortunately, because of the stringent deadlines that were imposed on each municipalities, this has to be done by June 30th. It's for 10 years. We might not get a decision from the appellate division for, you know, God knows how long. Especially because there's so many municipalities that are in a similar situation to Piscataway.
And we're not the, Madam Chair, we're not the only ones that are finding out.
Right.
That, you know, nobody bothered to look on Google Earth.
So we have to proceed with our plans, and notwithstanding the fact that they're challenging and throwing, trying to screw up everybody's plans.
But hypothetically, if we succeeded and say the amount of buildable land is done by our calculations, that number could be 375 instead of in the 500s. So that this fair housing plan could then be adopted to reflect, you know, the appellate division's decision, the Supreme Court's decision, whatever.
Right.
Again, we have to act now. We are now in compliance if the board adopts this and the council does, so that we can't get in additional trouble with the state, so to speak. And then the matter will run its course as the mayor indicated, and they'll find out that you can't put condos on top of his office
Okay.
on the municipal building.
Why not?
Might get a
All right.
pickleball court like in the driveway or something.
So our next course of action then is to make a motion. And so would someone like to make a motion to adopt this housing fair share plan?
Madam Chair, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Dawn. I'll second it.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adopt the housing element in the fair share plan.
I will second that, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Roll call.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller.
Yes, and I suspect this number is going to come down. So
no? Okay. Right now it's 500 and some, right?
That's correct.
At 39.
Okay.
At 39. Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Ms. Saunders.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny.
Yes.
Mr. Atkins.
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed.
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria.
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. So now we have a resolution to forward this on and forward this on to the council.
Madam Chair, we have essentially four resolutions that the board's going to have to do for 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Okay.
Can we all, at
10,
the
11,
end,
12, and 13, what?
Well, you have numbers 12 and 13 on the agenda coming up that
oh,
also.
Oh, oh, okay, okay. I'm get back to the agenda. Okay, I'm sorry.
If the board wants to, can we just adopt all four at the end very quickly?
I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the record should also reflect Mr. Ahmed came in right before Mr. Mistretta made his presentation.
Okay, so he heard the whole presentation.
So okay. It's appropriate for him to vote.
Okay. So
Thank
we
you,
just
Mr.
finished
Mr.
Item number 10. So we can move on to item number 11.
We did 11 also, Madam Chair.
Yeah, number 12.
We're on 12.
Discussion to authorize the foresight planning to prepare an area in need of study. I think that goes back to Mr. Clarkin.
This, Madam Chair, is just for the board to retain his services in order to allow him to go forward and do an area in need study. This has been referred to us by the council.
Okay.
If I may, Madam Chair, this is the Verizon site. You know, Verizon packed up and left on Centennial Avenue. There's a possibility we're trying to attract an AI or a data center at this site because it has all the power and all the possibly, you know, all the infrastructure there to get that or a data center. So we need to see if that's going to jive with the zoning. That's why we're a redevelopment site.
So who's going to, is that all the discussion we need?
Well, yeah, because it basically would be a motion to,
okay.
To retain his office.
Okay. Would someone like to pose that motion, please?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make the motion to retain foresight planning to prepare the area needs study for 39th Bridge Road.
Second, do I have a second?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, now item number 13. Is this something similar?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is another one where we're trying to attract either an AI or a data center at this site.
Okay. Someone pose a motion, please.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I'll make that motion. Councilwoman Cahill, that we retain foresight planning to prepare an area in need of study for block 6702, lot 3.03.
Do I have a second?
Chairwoman Felcher.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, can we memorialize the last four resolutions, please?
Okay. Do I need to read the numbers or just the item?
Do them singularly so the record will be clear.
Oh, okay, because I didn't get the...
Everything was emailed to you, Carol, and mailed out.
Oh, yeah, but my email has been corrupted. That's why.
vote.
So someone tell her, read it to
The
her.
number 10 needs to be adopted.
Okay. So for number 10, it's a resolution recommending recommending the council adopt an amendment to the non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment, adding that 180 linear feet of South Second Street.
So do I get a second? Do I need a second? Okay, roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yeah.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, the next one is
number 11, the housing element.
The fair housing.
Mm-hmm. The next one, I prepared a resolution adopting the housing element and fair share housing plan prepared by Harbor Consultants and also recommending the council adopt same also, Madam Chair.
Okay, do I get a second?
Well, you need
Carol
a first.
Saunders, second.
Get a first, too.
You need a first.
Did I get a first?
Carol Saunders first.
Okay. Someone else want to second it, please?
Atkins will second.
Okay, roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, next one.
For number 12, it's a resolution authorizing and retaining Foresight Planning to prepare an area in need of redevelopment study for 30 Kingsbridge Road, known as Block 6201, Lot 4.02.
Can I get a motion for that, please?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Carol Saunders second. Okay, roll call.
Excuse me, Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. And finally, number 13.
Is a resolution to retain Foresight Planning to study if Block 6703, I'm sorry, 02, Lot 3.03, also known as 201 Centennial Avenue, is an area to prepare an area in need of redevelopment study, Madam Chair.
Okay, so would someone pose a motion for that for the resolution?
Reverend Kenny, I'll propose a motion for the resolution.
Okay, do I get a second?
Carol Saunders. Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay. I think we have covered our agenda for this evening.
There we go.
All right. Our next site plan meeting scheduled for June the 25th and our next planning board meeting scheduled for June 9th. In the meantime, everyone have a happy Father's Day and as well as a wonderful 4th of July.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good day, everyone. Night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night, Reverend.